My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will sexy talk between Davin and his scammer Jane lead to a phone call? Listen and enjoy.
Imagine me kissing your lips. She goes, soft and dry lips you got.
Which ones? Very specific, please.
Isn't this forward enough for you?
All right, I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Soft and dry lips you got. I go, I think I will tenderly bite your bottom lip. She goes, don't let it hurts me. Certainly will not. I go, I said tenderly, dear. Are you the vampire, LOL. She goes, you're the walker. I go, so maybe it should be you having your way with me instead of me having my way with you. She goes, let's have it both. Compromise, Joe. Compromise. Okay. If only Congress could learn from Jane.
Right.
I go, as you wish. As I'm kissing you, what are you doing? She goes, rubbing your dick from the boxer.
What?
Now, we could go a lot of ways here. Could be somebody like Muhammad Ali.
What was the line again?
Rubbing your dick from the boxer.
That was
that's right. Joe's foaming here. Somebody is rubbing my dick, and that's the one in the boxer.
What'd you say, Pip?
How did Muhammad Ali get into this?
Yes. Yeah. So it's either a boxer dog, or my underwear.
Okay.
I go, my baby goes right for it. Love it. She goes, won't you call me? Call me now. I want to hear you. Joe just
looked,
this is different.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say.
Were you expecting this, kids?
Well, I wasn't expecting this. The whole sexy thing. Why does Maui always run like he's got shit to do?
Like ready to go.
What'd you say, Pip?
I said right before this, he was supposedly insulting her period, and now she's all ready to go.
Period's gone. Time for fucking.
Good point. Just makes sense. She goes, won't you call me? Call me now. I want to hear you.
All right, Miss Cleo.
I go, my computer's giving me some issues, but let's see if I can get this thing
Thank
working
you.
Properly. All right, 1997 reference. You happy? You updated
Thank
something.
You.
I go, my computer's giving me some issues, but let me see if I can get this thing working properly. If not, my computer at home should work, because I'm trying to figure out if I can record this shit.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to
say.
That's what the computer's having to show.
Oh, you must be. Oh, if I could be at the fucking house. Shit.
No, I got to see if I can record this shit with Audacity. I got to do some tests. I have my regular laptop there. I don't have all the microphones and all the other stuff that I used to go traveling around with Belinda.
Right.
So she tries to call me, and I missed it. She goes, I just called you. She's trying to call me on Facebook. I go, I just tried you back. And then I said, it disconnected. At least we got to speak. She goes, yeah, I love your voice. I'll play the audio for you. I got audio, kids.
Really?
Of course, Joe.
Wow.
I don't come to this dance without a bouquet of flowers for you.
No, thank you.
She goes, yeah, I love your voice. Of course you do. I'm a radio star. I go, aw, I love yours, Jane. I was hoping we could have talked longer. She goes, it's disconnecting. I think it's because of the bill I have to pay.
Ah, we go.
No. No.
Now it rolls up like a party horn.
No, Joe, not my two balls downstairs. No. We're still ready to go.
Right.
She goes, I think it's because of the bill I have to pay. I go, nah, the internet does not work that way.
It starts to work shitty until they cut you off.
Yeah, it's like, no.
It's like an old phone booth where you have 5 minutes left.
Can you tell that her sexy talk got nowhere with me? I'm still fucking focused. I'm in the game. I'm fucking around with the computer. I'm not letting her get with the money thing. She did nothing. She can't have me. The internet does not work.
Janice, interrupt us.
Yes.
Yes.
So she says to call again. I go, so she missed my call. I go, okay, it says you can't be reached right now. She goes, call. So we try to call again. I go, she goes, I told you, baby, the network. I need to pay the bill.
Ah, we go.
Oh, there she goes.
You guys cheating.
And it was starting to get so good.
You got internet blue balls.
No, not really. I don't, but theoretically, if I was into her, I guess I would.
Yeah, you would have had internet blue balls.
I would have had internet blue balls, and they're the worst type of blue balls to have.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, no joystick.
No. I go. That isn't the cause. We have very bad weather here. Flood watch. It's messing up everything. It's true. It was very rainy. She goes. Oh, I love your voice. Try video. I will only see you, but you won't see me.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. So I can't see her. I go. Why won't I see you? She goes. I told you I don't have a phone, but a computer. I go. Right. But this camera's messed up on this computer too. She goes, then you have to call me. I'm not going to let her see me if I can't see her.
Right.
Right.
Then she goes, you have to call me again. I go, why? She goes, I love hearing your voice again. So I will play the audio.
Oh, good.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. So, well, I mean, we would have to assume that she feels fairly confident that she's not a man at this point.
Well, let's hear it and decide.
You think a man wants to talk to me?
I don't know.
No men want to talk to me. All right, here it is. It's 3.5 minutes. I'll play it, and then we will continue.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you?
I just want to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear your voice.
I can hear you. Well, I just want to hear your voice. I call you, please.
Well, now you hear my voice. I'm real.
Thank you.
Of course. I just couldn't do it, but I would always try to call you if I can. Just sometimes technology doesn't work. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Can you hear okay?
Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what are you doing today? What are you doing today?
What are you?
What?
Nothing.
You're doing nothing today?
Nothing to do. Nothing.
Oh.
I'm just lying down.
I bet you look good lying down. Why don't you go out and get some sun?
You said what?
I said, why don't you go out and get some sun?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's nice to talk to you.
I can hear you.
You can't hear me.
Same here.
So what do you see out your window?
I can hear you.
Oh. What do you see outside your window? Tell me I said, what do you see outside your window? Tell me about where you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Jane, tell me what you see outside your window. Are you there? Hello? There's nothing outside your window?
Hello?
Hello? I want to know what you see. So I feel like I'm with you.
I'll tell you what, that is not the conversation of two people in love.
No, because they got some woman to get on the phone with you. It sounds like you got a number for some crazy chick at the bar the previous night and you called her and you realize you don't even remember who you were.
Yeah. Quite the scenario you've got.
Oh, but you gave me your number. I was drunk.
For more Devin's Den scans the scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.